KBBI's Morning News is sponsored by the Homer Foundation, connecting generosity to community need on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Since 1991, the foundation has provided more than $6 million in local grants and scholarships, helping students pursue education and training that strengthen our communities. Every scholarship tells a story and is an opportunity created by donors who care about the future. Join us and consider how your gift today or planned gift for tomorrow can make a lasting difference. The Homer Foundation, celebrating 35 years of generosity, scholarships, and community.
Today is Monday, February 9th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. Volunteers with a new local search and rescue group completed a 3.5-day training course earlier this month. Members of the K-Bay Search and Rescue Team trained at the Katmak Emergency Services Station during the course. 18 participants from Homer, Anchor Point, and surrounding areas completed the course. Instructors from Matsu Search and Rescue led practical scenarios with certified search dogs, while Alaska State Trooper Search and Rescue Coordinator Lieutenant Benjamin Andres briefed the group on aircraft safety and statewide search and rescue system. Casey Adderhold is on the KBSR leadership team. She says the training covered both medical and operational skills like shelter and fire building, along with rescue techniques.
Lost person behavior, how to organize teams for a search, communication techniques, all of the equipment that is used in search and rescue, from evacuating people and transporting people, and then also using like drones for searching.
Allison O'Hara started the team last year following a search for a missing hiker in Katmak Bay that lasted 3 days that highlighted the need for a local search and rescue team. The hiker later made it out of the park on her own. The Katmak Bay Search and Rescue is now a member of the Alaska Search and Rescue Association, which coordinates training, equipment, and support for volunteer teams statewide. More than 70 people have signed up to volunteer. Adderhold says some members serve in support roles that do not involve field searches.
It's not just about the boots on the ground. It's the people back at base, communicating, planning, doing logistics, transportation.
The training marks the first formal certification for the new team as it prepares to respond to future search and rescue callouts in the Katmak Bay area. At the end of January, scientists with the Alaska Veterinary Pathology Services were dropped at McDonald's Spit near Saldovia in Katmak Bay to necropsy a deceased baby beluga whale. AVPS partners with NOAA as a stranding network partner with the federal agency receives a stranding report. KBBI's Emily Springer reports.
Natalie Rouse is a necropsy biologist, research assistant, lab coordinator, and training coordinator with the Alaska Veterinary Pathology Services, AVPS. In many cases, she works on-site, but for this project, she conducted logistics by distance, and the on-site coordinators were Dr. Melanie Iverson and Paul Seiko with the Ksetsna Bay Lab. Rouse provided these details with the findings from this particular animal.
Beluga whale, by its length, that we know that it's between, it's a considered a juvenile subadult, so it can be anywhere from 3 to 9 years old based on its length. It was a female. It was pretty heavily scavenged, but rather fresh when it was found.
The animal came to the research team's attention through observations on the Saldovia Chatter Facebook page, and a response was organized by the National Marine Fisheries Service and AVPS to collect samples. Samples are immediately headed for disease diagnostics and may go to many different places.
So a lot of things will go to the University of Alaska Museum of the North. They'll archive that for any future research for anybody. It's a semi-public archive that can be checked out by any researcher. And then we keep some of the samples in our freezer. We send some to Northwest Fisheries Science Center for toxicology research. We have a researcher in Texas that does reproductive research. We have a researcher at Tufts University that's looking at avian influenza surveillance. So there's probably about 15 different labs that all the parts and pieces will end up going to just initially, and then potentially more depending on what we find with the diagnostics.
Belugas and Cook Inlet are a critically endangered subpopulation of animals. In the last few population surveys, their population has been stable, hovering around 300, and that's still a fairly low number, Rouse said.
Any time a beluga strands dead, especially, you know, a younger one that is sort of before its time, that's of concern to us, and we want to find out, you know, what's causing that and why they're dying a little before their time.
Rouse referred to several problems noted recently, various bacteria pathogens, but several other stressors as well.
It's generally thought that they kind of have stressors coming from a lot of different angles. So, you know, noise pollution is certainly something that affects them because they need to echolocate. You know, fish runs need to be strong and healthy for belugas to be able to build up their fat in the summertime. So that's definitely something that we look at when we're considering beluga health. So there's a lot of reasons why they're not doing well in this area, but there's not really one thing that we have pinpointed.
For more information on the bacteria pathogens, Rouse referred to two recent publications. Emerging Infectious Diseases is published by the Center for Disease Control, and the June 2025 publication is available for public review. Diseases of Aquatic Organisms is an academic science journal, and an article on Cook Inlet belugas was published there in July 2025. Rouse noted that this is the second dead-stranded Cook Inlet beluga whale in the Homer area this year. The first one stranded in Anchor Point on January 18th and was necropsied by Rouse in the Kachemak Bay campus semester by the Bay students on January 19th. The NOAA office in Juneau requests that if you see stranded, injured, entangled, or dead marine mammals, call the NOAA Fisheries Alaska Statewide 24-Hour Stranding Hotline 1-877-925-7773. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and KBBI.org online. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Applications for vendors, sponsors, and musicians for this year's Concert on the Lawn are now available on our website, kbbi.org. And KBBI is now accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template on our website. For listening, and good morning.